right, hey there, Papa Joe. Heading up to your parts today, Sunday. It's a very familiar time for me. I think I used to head up around this time. Right? Well, it's 2 now, but for me, it's not bad. I'm always late, you know that. So it's Sunday, nice Sunday afternoon, enough to crack the windows open. How you holding up there on the other side there, pal? Hope you're having a flying time around. Because that's the weird thing, you know, about the other side that we just don't know about. Like, I'm assuming because of your level of wanting to be free and birds and all that stuff that you would be floating. Yeah, that's nice. You can play with it, Miles. Here, Miles, say hi to Papa Joe.
Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Good boy. Well, there's Miles, Hemming and Hawing. I don't know when it's going to sink in that it's all happened, but it will at some point, I'm sure. Here, I'll help you here in a minute, Miles. So anyway, you know, there's this common misconception, which hopefully we will get to a point on the other side that we can talk about this, or I will just get it. But there's this conception, you know, I think with all of us in the family clan and with a lot of folks, that you're just floating or doing this. That'd be very cool to think. I'm very confident by the notion that you would be exploring new realms and worlds. And I know, Miles, I heard it go over to the left. I'll have to get it. And that's all very comforting. But at the same time, there's still that longing. But these conversations aren't about longing. They're about catching up and talking and just having that verbal outlet, you know, emotional outlet. So anyway, we're heading up to Liberty. Doesn't seem like it's too long of a drive from Belton. Sometimes I think, you know, it can be long on the way home. But going up, even on the way back, it's usually this back stretch from around the beginning of the triangle into Belton, it gets kind of crazy. Plus, there's construction all over town. Man, I don't know if we talked about it last year while you were around, but I'll tell you what, it is awfully nice being here in Belton and seeing the sunsets, the way the elevation works, the way the birds fly around, the geese. I mean, last night of this year, I may have taken one of the best bird pictures I've ever taken. It was a hot red sunset, like the fight sequence in Star Wars 3, like all this molten red, orange lava, and this big, huge arrow of geese was flying into it. With your camera, I took a picture of it. It actually came out quite well. It was pretty cool. But yeah, brand new year. I think the big thing this year is, as it is every year, is getting a better handle on not only the overall family flow and everything, but like Miles, you know, even our relationships we all have with each other and marriage and everything, you know, it's all good. But at any rate, man, happy Sunday and your travels as I approach Richard Skibauer, what it used to be. I don't know if we talked about this, maybe we did a little bit, how they turned it into this big NAFTA intermodal facility, which is interesting. And there's all of these, you know, conspiracy theorists that think there's something on the underbelly, like there's prisoners that are being held here, like the second Guantanamo, or it might become. But there was also talk about Leavenworth becoming, you know, the hub for Guantanamo. Can you imagine that? You know, Guantanamo moving to Leavenworth, Kansas, what that would do to those people? And then what if there was an outbreak? I mean, we'd be fucking goners here in the Midwest if these guys are really pissed off and really trained well. I mean, it would just unleash a whole new set of terror cells. But yeah, I'm sure that place is so clamped down, it's idiotic. But anyway, nice day to be alive in America. Going to have some good times. Miles is really digging up lately with being with the cousins and having a good time. What? You know what? I think AJ has one he can let you take a look at. All right. Miles is chopping. Hey, Miles, say bye-bye to Papa Joe.
Bye.
Good boy. All right. Bye. See you later, pal.